And 6:06, it is overcast and 76 degrees in Tulsa. Thunderstorms likely today with a high of 89. Good morning. I'm John Turkey, KWGS News. Well, get ready for a soggy couple of days. A flash flood watch is posted for today and tomorrow. Forecasters say general amounts of 2 to 3 inches of rain will be likely across the region, with some areas, however, getting as much as 5 to 7 inches of rain. There's also a remote chance that some of the thunderstorms could reach severe levels. Well, taking a look at National Weather Service radar this morning, we can show the bulk of the rain showers still up into Kansas. The heaviest rain near us right now stretches between Arkansas City and Sedan, but it is moving toward the east, toward the Coffeyville area. The U.S. Senate has approved it, but immigration reform is processing much slower in the U.S. House. Oklahoma Congressman Tom Cole believes the issue will be moved to the back burner this fall in the House.
I think the September through probably the end of December, early part of the year, but particularly the end of December, will be dominated by whether or not we shut down a government, because all funding runs out September 30th, and how we deal with the debt ceiling.
He looks for the House to send several measures to the Senate on immigration, but those will have to be worked out in a conference committee. The father of a Cherokee Indian girl mired in an adoption dispute has been given permission to leave an Iowa National Guard base and to return to Oklahoma to attend a hearing. The Oklahoma National Guard spokesman, Colonel Max Moss, said yesterday that Dustin Brown asked for and received clearance to return to Oklahoma to attend a custody matter. The issue has been clouded by federal law favoring the girl living with Brown, her biological father. The last town hall meeting in the city's capital improvement package is set for tomorrow night. It will be at the Carbondale Assembly of God Church. Mayor Bartlett seems pleased with the discussions so far.
There's been a lot of good discussion. I'd say generally we'd all agree it's been pretty positive.
The church is located in the 2100 block West 51st Street. The meeting begins at 6 o'clock. Nearly $1 billion in the package will be on the ballot in November if the city council moves in that direction. Life is back to normal in Jinx. A boil water advisory issued for the Tulsa suburb has been lifted. The advisory was issued over the weekend by the Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality after E. coli was found in the water supply. State lawmakers will soon be starting interim studies on various topics. Tulsa lawmaker Eric Proctor says making the state strong for future generations needs to be one of the priorities.
I'm a fourth generation Tulsan, fifth generation Oklahoman, and I want my kids to be able to be a generation that also grows up in Oklahoma. But the only way that's going to happen is if we begin fighting for the issues that are going to be able to keep them here.
And he says that will only happen with investments into education and infrastructure in the states. The Oklahoma Department of Human Services has 78 missing children on its rolls, and the agency says all of them are runaways. In a copyright story published yesterday, the Oklahoman reports that 38 of the children have been missing for more than 3 months. The agency says none of the children were abducted. Our weather forecast, a flash flood watch for today and tomorrow. Otherwise, thunderstorms are likely starting around lunchtime today with heavy rain possible at a high of 89. Tonight, rain continues down to 72 for an overnight low. And then tomorrow, rain chances will be at 60% and a high of 82. National Weather Service radar shows heavy rain in southeastern Kansas, lighter rain in north central Oklahoma. Right now, it is mostly cloudy in 76. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.